We heard Wednesday from the pro-tax side, Christian County Schools, about the nickel tax in Christian County that's on the ballot next Tuesday, November 5th. Today, we're going to hear from the other side, to hear from Mark Graham with us today. Mark, thank you for being with us. Appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
I think, and we want to try and do our best, although it's crazy out there. People really get up. This is really generate a lot of interest in Christian County and around the area. But people, I think, wouldn't deserve to hear both sides of the issue. And we talked Tuesday about what the school, or Wednesday, about what the school system wants. And let's talk from the other side. What do you guys see? I know you're opposed to tax. Why are you opposed to the nickel tax increase for Christian County?
We're opposed to the tax because it seems like every time a government agency or entity or a taxing entity has not done their job of budgeting, planning, saving for future cost, the easy fix is, hey, let's tax the people. There's easy money. Just let's do another tax. So we're putting our foot down to say, hey, let's stop this. Let's go back to the drawing board. Let's rethink some of this. Let's look at our mistakes. Let's look to the future. Let's see what we can do from here.
And what options are you guys proposing? Obviously, you encourage people to vote no next Tuesday on the ballot.
Vote against it. We're going to vote against the nickel tax. There's things that can be done. The school is not falling apart. Brad Hawkins did an interview with News Channel 5 not very many months ago when all this started, because some pictures and photographs and videos come to light on social media. And so he had an interview with News Channel 5, and he said himself, Hopkinsville High School is a safe and clean school. It's on News Channel 5's video. Now, all of a sudden, it's no longer safe and it's no longer a good school. We need to tear it down. There are some issues up there. The leaks have all been fixed at Hopkinsville High School. Now let's go in and let's fix the school. Let's fix the windows that they say is broke. Let's fix a lab one at a time if we have to over a period of time. Or County Middle is going to be paid down enough, the new County Middle, the debt service on that building, from what they're saying, is going to be paid down enough in 4 years to be able to build Christian County High School. Let's let them get their affairs in order, cut some of this lavish spending, get the maintenance issues worked out, do the maintenance that needs to be done, fix the things that need to be done. Then in 5 years, when County Middle's paid down enough, let's build a Hopkinsville High School, but not with a new tax.
And okay, obviously we're talking here, you admit, and you guys admit on your side, there are building needs in Christian County right now, Christian County schools.
Absolutely. Yeah. But they've lacked maintenance for years. You know, Miss Gilmore's tenure has been, I think, 8 to 10 years so far. Why haven't we tackled these issues? They've known about these issues, according to Miss Gilmore, from day one of her start of her tenure here. So why are we just now coming out, oh gosh, it's immediate, we have to have this right now, or these schools are going to fall apart? That's just incorrect. They're not falling down. If they were falling down, the state of Kentucky would step in here and do something about it immediately.
When we talked on Wednesday, their thought was that they can't renovate the schools because there's so much need there. You guys heard different on that, or what are you guys hearing about that?
Well, a question that you need to ask is who's the architect that's going to get the right to do the new building? That's the same architect that did the estimate for the renovations as well. So, you know, you got the same hand going in the cookie jar. So another thing you need to ask yourself is, where are the plans for this school? You come up with a building plan. Has anybody seen plans? Does anybody know where it's exactly going to go on the school property? And those answers are no. They've admitted that. So how can you come up with an estimate of a school that you don't even know what it's going to look like or where it's going to go?
Sure. You mentioned briefly, and I might expand on this, Mark, a little bit about, how do we address the building needs? Obviously, you know, Christian County High School, Hopkinsville High School are older buildings, and do you continue to put money into an old building, or do you eventually, you mentioned maybe the need is there in the future to build one. How do you address that long term?
Well, long term, you do a lot better budgeting and planning. You know, most businesses, and that's what the school system should treat the Christian County school system like, is a business. You know, you treat your finances like a business. You don't put a school teacher in to lead the building, the entire system. You put a business person up there. Teachers are great at what they're doing in the classroom. If more of this money were going into the classrooms for the teachers to directly impact the kids, you'd have a lot more support. But, you know, they're woe is me. Let's do this for the kids. If you vote against this, you're not for the kids. You must hate kids. That's absolutely not true.
Where do you think the money's gone that we're talking about here?
Well, we've done some open records requests. Yes, it's not a lot of money, but it adds up over the years. You know, you're staying in $300 night hotel rooms. You're giving $209 tips on restaurant bills. You know, that's one or two, but you add that up over years, months and years. That adds up to a substantial number that could be put into the classroom. You know, I've been told at some of the schools, they're allotted a ream of paper a semester or a ream of paper per month or whatever the quota is, but that's hardly ever enough. You can ask any teacher. They'll tell you. We don't have the supplies in the classrooms that we need, and these teachers are spending a lot of their own money out of their own pockets to help educate our kids.
What are people asking you about this issue, Mark? You've been on the forefront of the no vote for a long time, about since it ever came up. But what are people asking you? What do they want to hear from you?
They just like you just asked, what are we going to do about the buildings? How are we going to maintain or get them fixed? You know, they displayed a couple of videos of the two principals of the high schools walking through their schools. You know, all the issues that we saw that they were showing in the videos, broken window latches, doors that do not close. You know, they're screaming these are safety, security issues. Those are simple maintenance fixes. Anybody that's seen the videos, you know, the paint peeling off the wall, the dirty ceiling tiles. My question is why hadn't that stuff already been fixed? That's simple maintenance fixes, and that's exactly to the point that we're discussing, that they're not doing the maintenance or the repairs as the things occur to keep a lot of this stuff from happening.
And Mark, we appreciate you. And I know we just encourage folks to get out. Let your voice be heard on Tuesday. Very important.
Can I say one more thing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to remind people also, you know, they keep bringing up the equalized funding for the schools that the state's going to match us on. You know, there was a House bill in 2018, House Bill 200, that went through and it was approved. And it states clearly that no school that does an equalized tax rate or equivalent tax rate, nickel tax, recallable, is not eligible for equalized funding. So the school at this point, unless that law is changed, mm-hmm. we will not get equalized funding.
Mark Graham with the Citizens' Right to Vote on Tax Increases. Thank you, Mark, for being here. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.